Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016, bringing you the latest from the largest conference on technology and disabilities in the world. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Are you a professional working in the vision loss field? AFB's e-learning center has the tools and resources to support you. Learn about technology, eye conditions, aging, and more 24/7 wherever you are through AFB's webinars and online courses. Earn credits and enhance your knowledge by visiting www.afb.org/e-learning.
Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
Hello, I'm talking with Eric Damry of Freedom Scientific, and we're going to talk about the new 7-inch Ruby magnifier from Freedom Scientific. Hi, Eric, how are you?
Very good, how are you?
I'm great, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Good to be here.
So this is the new product from Freedom Scientific, the Ruby 7-inch video magnifier. People are probably familiar with the Ruby line, but help me understand how the new product fits in.
Well, the Ruby family has been very successful. We started with the 4.3-inch. We added an HD version of that. And then we came out with the Ruby XL, which is a 5-inch version that has a stand that pops down. The Ruby 7, just now introduced, is the same concept as the Ruby 5, has a stand that pops down so it sits on an angle and you can move it on paper and read. Has a very nice, obviously, 7-inch screen, very little latency to it. The buttons are very similar to the Ruby 5, so if you're familiar with that, with the same layouts, same color coding. The one big difference between this Ruby and the previous Rubies is this one has a camera that's mounted on the top edge in what's called a swivel wheel. It's like a swivel cam. And this swivel camera, you can swivel it up and it allows you to look in the distance as well. So it's not just a reader on a desktop. You can actually get distance viewing out of it as well. It's also got an external HDMI, full HDMI, that you can plug this into a television. And just a dynamite device. The audience here that's come and can put their hands on it absolutely loves this thing.
Now, HD? Yes,
it is HD, yes.
Okay. Does that sit on a stand at all, or is it intended to be held, or how do people typically use it for reading?
Sure. The stand flips down, so it'll sit right on the paper on an angle and just slide right across and move it around on your paper, or you can pick it up and hold it
like that.
Okay. And look from a distance.
And what's the battery life like?
About 3 hours.
Okay. And is that affected by whether you use the light, or do you always need to have the light on in order for it to be effective?
So I believe that the light would always be on, so I think that's with the light, 3 hours of use. Remembering that I'm the software guy.
Sure, I understand. What about the sort of standard magnification features like color schemes and other...
It matches right in with what we've always done with our Topaz and the other devices. So all of the same color schemes and the ways of getting at them and the magnifications. And I apologize, I don't have the exact specs on the magnification here. Let me see if I can get them. 2x to 24x on magnification. And the unit weighs 18 ounces.
So what's been the response at the show to this product?
It's been fantastic. We've had an awful lot of people that have come by. Everybody's familiar with Ruby, and when they see this new 7-inch version of it, they've just fallen in love with it.
Is it available now?
It available in April, yes.
What's the pricing going to be?
I believe the price on this is $12.95, but check with our website just to be certain. Again, I'm the software guy.
Sure. And maybe this is a question you can't answer, but we'll try anyway. Are there plans for additional products in the Ruby line?
I can't comment now on that, but I would imagine that we will see Ruby lines continuing.
So I want to ask about the merger between Freedom Scientific and Optilec. I'm sure a lot of people have questions about how the companies are going to work together, especially since there are some overlaps in the product line. So we talked a little bit before we started recording about the branding. So let's start there. Will there be two distinct companies, or will they be merging, or how will that part of it work?
Well, Optilec and Freedom Scientific are both very good brands in and of themselves. Optilec has been around for many, many years, as has Freedom Scientific, and we will maintain both company brands. That's the plan. And it'd be a holding group with a company name, a corporate name for B2B up above that. But the two lines have their distinctive markets that they've sold into, and we will continue to develop the product lines as they are now. I can anticipate in the future that some of the underlying core technologies that will be used in future products in both lines will be the same underneath, but I think we will continue with some of the same designs that each company has used independently because they really go to different markets.
And here at the show, the booths are adjacent to one another, but very definitely separate. How much cross-pollination between the two companies has happened so far, maybe in terms of customer service or marketing or any of those support functions that help get those products in the hands of people and keep them serviced and working well?
So that process has been underway. Of course, this all transpired in the fall, just before the holiday season, so we finished out the year as we were. And we've been working on it now for the first 2.5 months of the year, working on those integration processes, and that's ongoing. Of course, we both have islands. We traded positions with one of the other companies so we could be beside them, and we linked the two booths together with balloons this year here at the show, and we built identical booths facing each other. So we tried to put everything together as much as we could. But I'll tell you, working with the Optilec team has been fantastic. Everybody in our organization, heck, we've all been friends for years, and it's an awful lot of fun now to get together and really talk about some of the challenges that we've each faced individually and put our ideas together and solve these things as a bigger team. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Great. Thanks, Eric, for talking to me about Ruby and about the future of Freedom Scientific and Optilec. It was a pleasure to have you on Blind Bargains.
It's great to be here. Thanks so much.
Exclusive audio coverage. Visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.